Mount Hawk Montessori School in Tralee was celebrating recently when it received its 3-in-a-row All-Ireland Business Foundation All-Star accreditation. But this wasn't the only reason they were celebrating. They have recently been announced as the first TUSLA accredited outdoor preschool in Ireland. And that follows all of the research and work being put in by CEO and founder of Mount Hawk Montessori School, Susan Quirk Crowley, who joins us here in studio. We are also joined on the line by Elaine Carroll, who is the CEO of the All-Ireland Business Foundation. You both very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Mary.
Yeah, delighted to be here.
Elaine, I might start with yourself. Maybe before we get into the Business All-Star accreditation, will you first tell us about the work of the All-Ireland Business Foundation?
So the All-Ireland Business Foundation is an independent corporate university and accreditation body that identifies, acknowledges and develops Ireland's most progressive businesses and their leaders. So as the accrediting body for the Business All-Star Mark, we champion best-in-class in Irish business that demonstrate commitment in three core areas: trust, performance and customer centricity. And I'm delighted to say that over 600 businesses and their leaders in Ireland are accredited as Business All-Stars.
Okay, and will you just tell us a bit more about the accreditation then? I suppose, what exactly does it involve the business doing?
So first and foremost, you know, trust, I think, is probably the most valuable currency in any business, because people will buy from people that they like and trust. They'll do business with people that they like and trust, and then invest in companies and people that they like and trust. So through the Business All-Star accreditation process, when a company applies to see if they can be acknowledged as being a Business All-Star, so this is being able to promote themselves in the marketplace as being a customer-centric organisation that has their customers' best interests at heart of all times. And this is very much demonstrated through their standing and how people perceive them in their interactions with them, in their dealings with them, etc., in, you know, in doing business and in business practice. So through the accreditation process, we take each and every individual, be that the entrepreneur or their business, on a journey, looking at their business, looking at how their customers, how their interactions and relationships with their customers, with their buyers, with their suppliers, with their members of staff, which is ever so important. So when we look at this full 360-degree view, a company is scored on those different areas. And if they require then the benchmark points, then they're accredited as a Business All-Star. And I suppose the main thing is as well is that, you know, once a company is accredited, every year then we do a surveillance audit on that company. So all of the time our Business All-Stars, you know, have their finger on the pulse. And we've seen fantastic, I suppose, results as well, a camaraderie within the Business All-Stars and within the tribe. And I think it's very important as well for our listeners to note that, you know, the process applies whether you're a one-person company, a solo entrepreneur, but you're doing a really good job in servicing your customers and providing a really good product or service, or whether you're a company that has 1,000 employees, it's equally relevant to you. We're also multi-industry, so we deal with companies in every single industry, from waste management to childcare, as we'll hear from one of our great Kerry Business All-Stars in a minute, to all different industries across the board. And this just allows for great cross-pollination, you know, of ideas, of opportunities, but very much so of learnings. And that's what we're all about. We want people to learn from one another. We want, you know, the entrepreneurs of tomorrow not to make the same mistakes as the entrepreneurs of yesterday. So to learn from your peers and to those who've gone before you, but also as well to fast track ways to success. Because look, you know, there's no two journeys the same, you know, for an entrepreneur in growing their business. So rest assured, whatever your challenges are, there is and there will be another tribe member that has experienced those similar challenges that might be able to guide you and steer you along the way. So that's a huge ethos behind, you know, the family we call ourselves here at the All-Ireland Business Foundation.
Absolutely. And it's an annual accreditation then. You're accredited for a year and then it's reviewed or re-audited.
Absolutely.
Again the next year.
100%. And I think one of the most satisfying, you know, moments in my career as co-founder and as CEO at the All-Ireland Business Foundation is when we had our first Business All-Stars who achieved their 5-in-a-row Business All-Star accreditation presented to them with the specially commissioned O'Neill's jersey in Crow Park itself. So to see the value, I think, that the Business All-Stars and being able to promote yourself as being a Business All-Star, standing out from your peers and your competitors, but also, you know, cementing the relationships with your own team, with your customer base and your suppliers and all of that, I think it's evident in companies. I think one of the biggest milestones, the first biggest milestone a company can hit is, say, hitting your 3-in-a-row Business All-Star, because now you've done the hat trick on it. But a select number of companies have actually gone the 5-in-a-row, which is fantastic to see as well. But to see their growth along the way and know that, you know, that we have been part of that.
And one of those businesses that has gotten the three in a row is Mount Hawk Montessori. And I'm delighted to be joined in studio here by Susan Quirk-Crowley. Susan, you're very welcome to studio.
Thanks very much, Mary.
Massive congratulations to yourselves in Mount Hawk Montessori. So you've gotten the three in a row for the Business All-Star accreditation.
We have indeed. Not unlike the Kerry footballers, I suppose. You know, we wanted to go for the hat trick. So our team are very, very proud, as are our parents and children. And it's a great credit to everyone involved and all our stakeholders that we've achieved this milestone. And as I would have spoken to you in April, we were aspiring to deliver the Reggio Inspired Outdoors. And I'm happy to say that Elaine presented us with our accreditation within that setup. And we actually achieved it in our 6 weeks. And it's been launched and opened by Minister for Education, Norma Foley. So the topping on the cake, or the cherry on the cake, was Elaine coming to present us with our three in a row. So we couldn't be more proud. And as well as that, a big thank you to Elaine, because she presented each of the children with a three in a row medal as well. So they were kissing them and everything. They were so pleased.
And they're definitely aspiring entrepreneurs down there in Kerry. And even for me personally, not just in my capacity as CEO of the All-Ireland Business Foundation, but also as a parent of four young children who've just, you know, completed out through Montessori and have gone on to primary school, just to see, I suppose, that whole setup down there and just really nurturing, but setting children on the right path education-wise, right from the outset. It was absolutely medicinal to see. And I think that any child that goes through, you know, Mount Hawk Montessori is definitely setting out on the right path in life.
Mm-hmm. And Susan, we had a chat about it actually, as you mentioned, in April when we were chatting on the Talk About programme, about this outdoor setting. You had just come back from Italy. So maybe just for people who aren't aware of it, will you just describe it and I suppose what it's all about?
I suppose it's the culmination of 25 years of work in the industry. But as I mentioned to you at the time, I was very fortunate to go to Reggio Emilia in Italy just before I'd spoken to you, the week before. So I came back with all ideas and, you know, notions for how we could change things. So we set about reimagining the world of early years education. And we're fortunate that we're on an acre site in Mount Hawk. So we had the perfect landscape to do it. So we are the first accredited outdoor preschool by TUSLA, and the TUSLA research team came down as well. So we're being used as the exemplars for the designing and writing of the regulations for the industry. And we've also been invited by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment to do some podcasts that can be shared with other practitioners. And as I would have mentioned to you at the time, we've developed a community of practice across Ireland around delivering on this. So we were very fortunate when Elaine was there to have 300 parents through our showcase. And as I say, Minister Norma Foley came and cut the ribbon for us as well. So we're very proud of the achievement. But ours is a very different, slowed down, child-centred pedagogy. So it's child-led, emergent curriculum, very much focused in the arts, music, science, botany. So numeracy and literacy are immersed in what we're doing, but the environment is the third teacher. And that's the main thing. And we have found the increase in the children's well-being, the team well-being, since we delivered on it. And literally, it has only opened since the 2nd of June. So, you know, already we can see the differences. And it's amazing. And as I've said, you're more than welcome to come. You have to come and experience it for yourself, because it has to be seen to be believed, really and truly. It's amazing. And it feels like a different world. Once you step through those front doors and into the outdoors, it's like magic, really and truly.
It certainly sounds like it. And just going back to the All-Star Business Accreditation then, and the whole process Elaine spoke about it, and yes, I suppose what you have to do to get there, how has that, I suppose, developed the team and the whole business? Have you found it's changed how you've done things?
What I would say is we've always been leaders in our field. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. I was in my uncle's shops when I was 10. You know, my grandfather, Tommy Lyons, was a businessman, you know, and we've generationally were entrepreneurs. But I suppose what we were looking for a mark to make us stand out from the rest, because we are award winning across many fields, but we were looking for a business accreditation alongside our Healthy Ireland Smart Start, Troker Better World Awards, etc. And I suppose we started off winning the Connect Kerry Innovation and Business Award. So we were looking for something further that could showcase us as a brand. And when we researched the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the accreditation, it looked at what they would survey our customers to see what our customers thought of us. And it was an independent quality mark, and that's what we wanted. So it wasn't just from the earlier sector, it was across businesses, and that's what it drew. But I mean, I'm very fortunate that our team worked to very high standards anyway, so this was a way of showcasing what we do. And I mean, being part of a wider tribe, as Elaine says, you know, you have other entrepreneurs all around the country, and you know, it's lovely to meet at the meet and greets and that. And I mean, there is one in Newcastle West on Friday morning that we'll all attend, and it's a great opportunity just to meet like-minded individuals, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do you find that helpful then, in that you're not just meeting people in the childcare sector, you're meeting other kinds of business people?
Oh, absolutely. I would say early years is what I do now, but I'm an entrepreneur. I started my first businesses when I was 19 and working in the bank. You know, I'm a serial entrepreneur and I love it. It invigorates me. But I suppose I have six children, so my passion is obviously around children, you know, and family. And the reason we opened in the first place in 1999 is because I couldn't find quality childcare. So I thought, okay, if I can't find it, I'm going to deliver it. And I will always be expanding and innovating. I mean, we've done this now, but watch this space. There are other little things in the pipeline as well, along the same industry, but again, innovations and first in practice.
Okay. Elaine, I'm going to bring you back in there. Susan mentioned this event that is coming up on Friday morning in Newcastle West. Will you tell us about it?
That's right, yeah. So every quarter here at the All Ireland Business Foundation, we go around the country to each of the provinces and we host an entrepreneurs meetup and gathering. And this is bringing together some of the brightest entrepreneurs and business leaders in a particular area. So we're down the Munster side. We're going to Newcastle West to the Long Courthouse Hotel, who've achieved their 5 in a row Business All-Star. And we're inviting any companies, you know, throughout Ireland, but very much so in the Munster region, to join us on this Friday, the 23rd of June from 11 o'clock. You'll be having the opportunity to rub shoulders with over 100 other business people. So you can just imagine the potential, I suppose, not just, you know, business opportunities, but also learning opportunities as well. There'll be facilitated networking games. And look, fun is something that we all need to inject into our daily lives. So we'll have some really fun networking games. We'll have some great panel discussions where everybody will be able to get, you know, interactive and ask questions of our panelists and to learn from them. But very importantly, we'll be culminating in a lovely, friendly networking barbecue served by the fantastic chefs at the Long Courthouse Hotel. So we're really looking forward to it. And I'd just like to extend an invitation to any of your listeners here today that's in business, that might know of somebody that's in business that is wearing that entrepreneurial hat, you know, to join us on Friday. And you can just go in online to aibf.ie, click on events in there, and you can just register for your complimentary place.
Okay, so you don't have to be an accredited business. You can just be someone who is in business and perhaps interested in finding out more.
Correct. We do, you know, thanks to our great sponsors. And of this event, we've got the Long Courthouse Hotel, we've got Fitzgerald Skip Hire, and we've also got One For All Rewards that we're able to invite, open the invitation to some of our non-tribe members as well, to give them a feel as to, you know, the community that we are here at the Business All-Stars.
Okay. And then finally, if there's anyone listening who maybe can't attend that event, but are interested in the All-Ireland Business Foundation, where can they find out more information?
So all you need to do is go to aibf.ie and just click on register your interest in there, and we'll have a conversation, we'll have a chat, and very, very importantly, right at the outset, you know, we listen to what you want, what your business is all about, and to see from the outset if it is potentially a good fit to go forward with an application.
Okay, well look, Elaine and Susan, thanks so much for joining me, and look, continued success.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mary.